Hello?
Yeah, hello, Bob. Who is this?
No, my name is German. I'm calling from Georgia Opinion Surveys. I'm not selling anything. I'm conducting Georgia Opinion Surveys. We're not selling anything. We're conducting a small, brief survey about issues facing your community. May I please have your participation? About 4 minutes long.
Okay. What's the survey?
Sure. So first, are you in a safe place where you can talk safely and openly on your phone?
Yes.
Okay. Thank you. Does anyone in your household work for a news media outlet, including print, radio, or internet, or television?
No.
Thank you. And are you at least 21 years of age and registered to vote?
Yes.
Thank you. Now, I know it's still a long way off, but what are the chances that you will vote in the November 2024 elections for president, Congress, 100%. And other offices? I'm sorry?
100%.
100%. So definitely vote. Okay, thank you. And did you get a chance to vote in the 2020 election for president?
Yes, I did.
Awesome. And in the 2020 presidential election, did you vote for Joe Biden or Donald Trump or someone else?
I voted for Joe Biden.
Joe Biden, thank you. Just to be sure we're representing everybody, may I ask your race? Is it white, African-American, Hispanic, Asian?
African-American.
Thank you. And what is your age?
I am 69.
Okay, thank you. And thinking about your approach to political issues, would you describe yourself as very conservative, somewhat conservative, moderate, progressive, somewhat liberal, or very liberal?
Conservative.
Conservative, thank you. Somewhat or very?
Somewhat moderate.
Okay. Go back. So somewhat moderate. Thank you. Now, thinking about the direction that your country is headed in, generally speaking, are you very satisfied? Satisfied, dissatisfied, or very dissatisfied with the direction which the country's headed?
I am somewhat satisfied, but I am so disappointed in the way the country, especially Congress. I'm not pleased with Congress. I am pleased with Biden conducting himself, but I am not happy with the Congress at all, period.
Thank you very much for that. And now I'm going to read your list of different issues and concerns. For some people say that they want the president and Congress most focused on. For each of these, I want you to rate them on a scale from 0 to a 10, how important of an issue it is for you to have them focus on. Use a 10 if it is the most important, a 5 if it's somewhat important, and a 0 if it's not important at all, and you can use any number in between. The first one would be banning tobacco products for adults. What number would you give that?
Banning tobacco products for adults. Yes. I would give that a 10.
A 10, thank you. What about improving K-12 education?
I would give that improvement.
So a 10 also?
A 10, yes.
What about lowering the cost of healthcare and prescription drugs?
That would be a 10.
Thank you. What about reducing crime and gun violence?
That would definitely be a 10.
Thank you. Combating climate change and protecting the environment?
That would be a definite 10.
Thank you. Fighting back against racism and discrimination?
Definitely a 10.
Making college more affordable?
Yes, a 10.
And the last one on this topic is addressing immigration and border security.
Yes. We need to address that. That would be a 10.
Thank you very much. Now, do you approve or do you disapprove on the way that Joe Biden is doing his job as a president?
I approve.
Strongly approve or somewhat?
I strongly approve the way
Thank
he's
you.
Running the country.
Awesome. So now I would like for you to rate your feelings towards some people and organizations using a scale from a 0 to 100, on which 100 means that you feel very warm and favorable towards that person, and a 0 means that you feel very cold and unfavorable, and a 50 means that you don't feel particularly warm or cold. You can use any number in between. The first one would be the Food and Drug Administration or the FDA. What number would you give it? 0 to 100.
0 to 100.
Uh-huh.
0 to 100. I approve. That would be like maybe.
100 would be basically that you feel very warm and favorable towards them.
I feel warm, favorable.
So 100?
Yeah.
What about Joe Biden?
I feel very warm, 100.
100, okay. So what about the tobacco industry?
I don't feel so warmly about them.
So zero?
Zero.
What about Donald Trump?
Definitely a zero.
And the last one is the Democrats in Congress.
Democrats. How do I feel about the Democrats in Congress?
Mm-hmm.
I feel 100%.
100. Okay. Thank you. Now, I want to read a list of priorities that you think the Food and Drug Administration should be focused on. For each of these, I want you to rate them on a scale from 0 to 10. Now, how important that the issue is for the FDA to be focused on. So use a 10 if you feel like this is the most important, a 5 if it's somewhat important, a 0 if it's not important at all, or any number in between. The first one is removing illegal vapor products from the market.
A 10.
Thank you. What about banning different tobacco products for adults?
Especially a ban.
10. Uh-huh. Okay. What about reducing opioid abuse and addiction, including fentanyl?
Fentanyl and opioid?
Yes, opioid.
Okay. Only if it's for, like, emergency cases, like if you're having cancer or surgery or something like that, I'm for it. But just for prescription drugs and things like that, I would say five.
Okay. What about preventing underage tobacco use?
Definitely a no-no.
So a 10, then. That's a very important issue. Okay. And the last one on this is authorizing prescription medication.
How do I feel about that? Well, I gotta say a 10. Because we gotta have our prescription drugs for people with cancer, blood pressure, things like that.
Okay. Thank you. So it is already illegal to sell tobacco products to anyone under the age of 21. Considering this, do you support or you oppose a ban by the federal government on the sale of menthol cigarettes and flavored cigarettes to adults 21 and over? Do you strongly support, somewhat oppose, or do you strongly oppose?
Somewhat oppose.
Thank you. And do you support or do you oppose a ban by federal government on the sale of cigarettes unless they contain virtually no nicotine to adults 21 or over? Strongly support, or somewhat oppose, or strongly oppose?
Somewhat opposed of it.
Thank you. Regardless of where you stand on these bans, do you think banning these products for adults 21 and older brings more benefit or more harm to your community, to your own community?
More benefit,
much more benefit?
Yeah, because it would bring more health-wise to the situation. You know, people probably live longer, the lungs are probably better, the mind would be clearer. You know, so we don't need all of that. Yeah.
Thank you for that. And regardless of where you stand on these bans, do you think that banning these products for adults 21 or older should be a top priority for the federal government, or are other issues more important right now?
Other issues are more important right now.
Thank you. Now, I'm going to read you two statements some people have made about these bans. Please tell me which you agree on, the first one or the second one. So the first one is, some people say that tobacco industry has killed millions of people while making billions of dollars in profit. The danger of smoking and secondhand smoke pose too great a risk to public health. The government should treat tobacco like any other dangerous drug and ban it. That's the statement A. The statement B is, other people say that the government already regulates too much of our lives and that what people choose to do is their own business. It's one thing for the government to protect children by strictly preventing underage tobacco use, but the government should not limit the personal freedoms of adult Americans. Which of the two statements do you agree with?
I agree with the first one. I think the first one.
So now you much more agree on it, or do you somewhat more agree on statement A?
I mean, I don't agree with it. That's what I'm trying to say.
Okay, so which one do you agree with more?
Uh, the second one.
And much more or somewhat more?
Somewhat more. Wait
okay.
a minute, hold on. Because you
sure.
said...
So basically, the first statement is regarding banning tobacco to any adult older than 21, and the second statement was that the government should not get into people's business in regards to let them decide 21 years and older to if they want to continue smoking tobacco or not.
Yeah, I would go with the second one. Let
okay.
them decide.
Thank you. Now, when it comes to tobacco use, which do you feel is the better approach for the government to focus its efforts on? I'm going to read two statements. You choose which one you want. The first one is prohibition, an approach that focuses on ending all tobacco use by banning products or flavors, requiring the removal of nicotine, or imposing high taxes to make tobacco products cost prohibited. Or the second one is harm reduction, an approach and that focuses on reducing harm from tobacco through cessation support, abstinence and prevention education, and helping adult smokers who can't or won't quit cigarettes with switch to less harmful smoke-free tobacco products.
I would go with number two.
Okay, thank you.
One.
Now, I would like to read you some of the things that some people say could come to pass if federal government were to ban menthol cigarettes, flavored cigars, and virtual all other traditional cigarettes on the market today. For each one, please tell me how concerned you are about that outcome. If you're very concerned, somewhat concerned, not very concerned, or not at all concerned. So let me go with the first one. There's three of them. The first one is the creation of a black market for illegal cigarette sales, making it easier for kids to get cigarettes. Are you very concerned, somewhat concerned, not very concerned, or not at all concerned?
Concerned.
Very? Okay, thank you. Oh, there's actually only two, so here's the second one. Loss of tens of thousands of good-paying jobs, including anonymized farm workers, manufacturing and maintenance workers, truck drivers, warehouse operators, and retailers who operate responsibly in the legal, regulated industry today. Very concerned, somewhat concerned, not very concerned, or not at all concerned?
Concerned.
Very?
Very concerned.
Thank you. Alrighty, now, I'm going to read you some statements people have made about the potential ban of nicotine in cigarettes by the federal government. Please rate each of these using a scale from 0 to a 10. A 10 means that you strongly agree with the statement, or a 5 means that you somewhat agree with the statement, or a 0 means that you do not agree with the statement at all. The first one is, America has a history of using unfair policies to increase the incarceration rate of black and brown people. This disparity between minority and white populations occurs because some police officers and legal officials use trivial laws, such as marijuana possession, to justify why these disadvantaged communities should be imprisoned. Banning these products will give authorities more power to put a large target on minority communities where we might never return from. What number would you give it? 1, 2, 10? No, 10 is you strongly agree on that statement. And a 0, you do not agree at all.
I disagree with that.
So you do not agree at all, or you somewhat agree?
I somewhat agree.
Okay.
I really don't agree because it puts a target on minority peoples and things
mm-hmm.
like that.
Mm-hmm.
I don't agree with that.
So
know?
Then from a 0 to a 10, then a 5? Or?
I would go with the 5.
Okay. Thank you. The second statement is, our goal should be for people to continue to quit smoking, and our current policies of education and harm reduction have led to the lowest smoking rates in 30 years. Underage usage is down to 2%, a decrease of 92% from the 90s. Policies like warning levels, higher cigarette taxes, raising the smoking age to 21, and large-scale public health campaigns on the danger of smoking are working. Now, we should continue these work rather than create a new class of criminals. What number would you give it?
A 5.
A 10 is a 5, okay, thank you. And the last statement here on this is prohibition on as a policy has never worked in America. It failed with alcohol and it failed with marijuana. Prohibition doesn't prevent usage. Instead, it increases Instead, it creates an underground black market that relies on a smuggling operation by cartels and organized crime. These types of drug trades are linked to terrorist organizations and make our communities more dangerous. Banning these products will not stop people from using them. It will simply put more people in jail and get more people killed. Do you strongly agree or somewhat agree or do not agree at all?
I agree.
Strongly?
I strongly agree with that.
Thank you. Okie dokie, we're at 72%, so I'm almost done. Thank you for your participation. Now, sometimes over the course of a survey, people change their minds. Let me ask you again. It is already illegal to sell tobacco products to anyone under the age of 21. Considering this, do you support or you oppose a ban by the federal government on the sale of menthol cigarettes and flavored cigars to adults 21 or over? Do you strongly support, so somewhat oppose or strongly oppose?
Somewhat oppose.
Thank you. And do you support or do you oppose a ban by the federal government on the sale of cigarettes unless they contain virtually no nicotine to adults 21 or over? Strongly oppose.
I agree.
So somewhat support?
Somewhat, yes.
Okay, thank you. Now, regardless of where you stand on these bans, do you think that banning these products for adults 21 or older brings more benefit or more harm to your own community? Much more benefit, somewhat more benefit, somewhat more harm, or much more harm?
Somewhat more harm.
Thank you. Now, and would you be more or less willing to vote for a candidate for federal office who supports these bans on tobacco products for adults, or would it have no impact on your decision of who to vote for?
It wouldn't have an impact.
Okay, it would not have an impact. Somewhat less willing, much less willing. Alrighty, now, in the past 30 years, have you used any of the following products? I'm going to just tell me yes or no. I'm going to go ahead and read through all of them. The first one is beer.
Yes.
Wine?
Yes.
Pipe tobacco?
Yes.
Soda pop?
Yes.
Coffee?
Yes.
Cigars?
No.
E-cigarette or e-vapor products?
Yes.
Oral nicotine pouches?
No.
Cigarettes?
Yes.
Heat not burn tobacco products?
No.
Smokeless tobacco such as dip or chew?
No.
And liquor or spirits?
Yes.
Thank you. Alrighty, now, we're at 91. Pretty much these last few questions will be for statistical purposes only. What was the last year of schooling that you have completed?
High school.
High school, thank you. And are you married, unmarried, living with a partner, single, separated, divorced, or a widow?
Single.
Thank you. And do you have any children 18 years of age or younger living with you in your household?
No.
Thank you. And which of the following best describes how you think of your current economic situation? Wealthy, upper middle class, working class, or low income?
Middle class.
Thank you. And are you or is any member of your household a member of a union or an employee association?
No.
No, okay. And how would you describe the area where you live? Urban, suburban, or rural?
I would say it is urban.
Urban, thank you. And do you identify as a member of the LGBTQ+ community?
Yes.
Thank you. Thank you so very much for this participation. This concludes our survey. You have a wonderful rest of this day. Take care.
You too. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Yeah, thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye. God damn, this is a salon survey.